Okay. Lamed Zion of a day, Rabosa. Turning the page. On the Lamed Zion of a day, the Gemara comes out. Govish of the Rosh and Govish of the Yad. That's how we know that Yotza do Kiboret. And there's Lez Amen and Sarah. That's why Allah Chali Yom. The Chali Yom. The Law, the Akher and the Oath. Rashi. So when you go out, you can't, it's not in the fully ammo. Oh, it's never been here. There's a pattern to wear, I guess, the kind of, that's what cat means. What does cat mean? Yes, it means the hand itself. So obviously it's visible. But that's not enough. We have to look not only the hand, we have to put the forearm as well. It could be that they still wear short sleeves. And the forearm is also visible. It has to be the upper arm, which is usually covered by a sleeve. Although the word "kaf" in Rashi is mashma, just means literally the hand. Then the question becomes: it doesn't necessarily prove it's not the forearm, not the problem. But in the Sima Tanagar Halei, we saw yesterday.
Story over here.
Ravashi was by Rameimar, and the tefillah was visible. Don't you know? L'chol os l'achem lo. Amalei b'makom l'chol os itmar. Rashi. Makom sherov v'ne'odam ein nira l'achem, and a kiboret. Ulolim im nikra shari. If someone has a shirt ripped, and the tefillah visible to everybody, it doesn't make a difference. No, it's not. An isa should be seen. It's just a way of describing where the tefillin should be placed. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So for Pasha Chan, the Gemara, there's no Indian recall. It's not even required the Chatchila to cover the tefillin Shuyat. Pasha. Okay. So let's discuss that in the context of the Sugya of Chatzitza. And the way to see that is to look on the Rosh first. It's the end of Siman Yud Ches. Please turn to the Rosh. End of Siman Yud Ches. The Rosh says, after quoting our Gemara, the last line, first column, page 242. Oh, where is it? 242, no? Okay. With the Gassina Ve'erich and Daf, Gimel of an Aleph, Bahani Kahani, maybe it's 242 by day also. Bahani Kahani, Hov Alesnu B'mitzvah Diyad, Nechsev Yilbash Al B'Soro, Shle Yadav Echot Tvein Olav B'Soro, that's the one Erechim. Shema Mino, B'Tfilin Nami, Abistra Monach Lehu, B'lo Chatzitza, the Mefurash Gemara in Erechim, which implies that you have to have no Chatzitza. Of a nami b'perek beis zvochim, sarah hayanira ben tisla mitznefes shesamanich shamanich tefillin, alma she'en yochol hanichon ala mitznefes. So the tefillin has to be directly on the body. No chatzitza is permitted. However, the Ran in the Sefer Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet, quotes a Rashba. I haven't found the Rashba. It's important to see that maybe that Rashba ever showed up to the Megillah. I haven't seen it inside the text of the Rashba. And the Yukim and the Lashon are important, so if, do we have a fancy Rashba? But according to the fancy tour, the Joyce says, before the Rashba, they give you even the Dibra Matzel in Megillah Chavdalet, but I haven't found it. Okay. Okay, so if you want to show me the Chumash of the Rashba, I'll be happy to see it. But the Rashba that I saw quoted was in the Megillah Chavdalet. I couldn't find it. But the Ran is there. I think it's page Tezvav and Dapi Arif. There's a whole discussion there in the Mishnah. Somebody to put the tefillin on base unkeli, on a shirt. It was called Derech HaChitzonim. Why? The Rashi explains over there that they made a mistake. La'ot Sayotcha, they thought La'ot, a public sign. You got to demonstrate this as a sign. When they put a bedask on top of their sleeve, on top of their shirt, everyone can see. Derech HaChitzonim, they won't get them these Kabbalah of Chazal, who say there's no such thing. But still, it should have to be visible. So Rosh, a different story. The role Kolami Oris, Chazal Dash. There's no such thing by Shaliyat. So the fact that they put that Tzilin B'daska demonstratively on top of their sleeve is considered to be Derech HaChitzonim. They didn't darshan L'cha V'lo L'acher. Fine. The Tshuva to Rashi, Yaakov at first, was quoted, I believe, in the Divrei Chamudos. Indirectly. Haran and Tzivkot and Teivov, son of Beit Yad, Unkeli, Arei Kederach HaChitzonim, Haina Shadosh the Tzilon Shiyar al Chalukah Mibachut, Kineged HaKiboret, Yaakov on the leader, so it says there, Kineged HaKiboret, Loa Besor HaMamish, ואז דאחים יש תפיל לאות יוסף וכיוון שהם לאות סבורה מהם שרור שירו לכל ולא דאר שירו לכל לאות ולא לכי הם לאות וכאן דקת הגרש בו ותפילה של ראש ולדאות את ראשה מוטה לא עושה על סם על כובע או על כיסי הראש זה בשל יד לא עושה ביתן על סם על גבי אונקלי אלא משם נכסי בהו לכל יוס חולב הכי שרי ותפילה של ראש עד רב הכסיב The raw kolam eros, gamina ba'alma, elat tzilin shabarosh. Period. The faket, there's no din of chatzitza. It's just a matter of whether it should be visible clearly or not visible. So therefore, the Rashi was medayik faket. There is no din of chatzitza. Everyone see inside, don't give me a chamur. It's right in front of your nose. Just cut and pave off. Ba'ah di amru, mokam yesh ben tzitzim et nefes, baniach bo tzilin, After the Haina Mishum, the also that says Kli Acher Al Shamit Al Mitznefes Ad Kal Mishum. Not because it's supposed to be near the body, because you can't put someone on top of the Mitznefes. You got it backwards. That's what the Rashi says. Problem. What do you do with the Gemara in Erechim? The Rashi says nothing about it. The Rosh talking about Erechim. Hani Kahani, all the less of the Mitzvah the Yad, the Tziyuba Shal Besoro, Shalei Dover Chosit Benol of Besoro. So what does that mean? It means you can't put the tefillin under the shirt because you can't be a chatzitza. So you can't put the tefillin obviously on top of the shirt because the shirt's in the way. So you're stuck. So chamufurish gemar erech and you cannot put the tefillin on top of the shirt. What will the Rashba do with that? What will we do with that? So the Mogad Avraham, the answer is the end of Sivkot and Vog, is a teret. Al derech the Ran and Megillah. That you can't put a beged, another beged, on top of Big Day Kuhuna. So the reason you can't put the tefillin on top of the Big Day Kuhuna is not because the Big Day Kuhuna intervened between the skin and the tefillin shayat. If I care, you have no right to put anything else on top of the Big Day Kuhuna. Yeah. Rashi, where in Erechim? What did Rashi say? Oh, what did he say? Aha! Different terrors from the Ron game, and that terrors would also, of course, work for the case of the more Erechim. that's there also? Okay, good. So it's interesting that the Chumah to Rashba, Simon what? Reish Pei Beis is a different Terek. Okay, so it's a better Terek. It's certainly a more authentic Terek. Rashba said it. So thank you very much. Okay, I don't know where... How'd you find that Chumah? Bucky, the Chumah to Rashba. Gevaldik, okay? Okay, good. Very good. Terrific. No, okay. Nothing wrong with being a bucky chew with a rasp. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Tzai. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Come on. I'm sorry. Right.
Then we're in another bag. The man he answered, I can't do it, then
come in another bag. Oh, yeah? Let me take a look. I'll read it again. Then we're looking at the problems in Sif Cotton's Vault. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch, please look. The Mogan Avram says, it's mutter lahanich al smartutin, shagabi amaka, im lo sagi balav ochi. The halavush beggar acher al gabav. You can put your tefillin, your shayat on a rag, as long as you have a shirt on top of it. Behod lahanichu al kohanim tefillin al haksonet. Aha, I think he's right. Haini mishin lahayir ashor and lubos beggar acher al gabav. They couldn't put another shirt on top of the stone. I think you're correct. But what's Taka Pshat in Solomon Avraham? How do you explain it? But if you're wearing no shirts in a scene, it's also good. Oh, well, you saw the Gemara. The Gemara said that the gutter was Nikra. Well, I'm gonna get that in a minute. I'm gonna give it a terrible. What I saw in the Arkas of Chaim, which he says is shot on the Rashi, which I'm trying to find the Rashi to say either that way or against it. But I don't have the original sources in the Rashi. That's my detective game over here. Maybe Yaakov Shubba will have it. Yes. Oh, that's what we're going to come to. That's what we're going to come to at the end. Fine. Lemaisa, the Makaba Asis Chatzitza period. In Siv Dallas. Lo Yedava Kosis Ben Tfil of the Besar Losh Kosho Yad Losh No Shel Rosh. He doesn't accept the Rajma's Kula in Siv Dallas. He said, hey! You saw this in Devei Chamud. It's Adam Shu Olol in the Zilo. The Mitzarach Laniach Tfil of the Rosh HaBesar Lo Yanichim Klau? Yes, the hat will niach tefillah shorosh ala kova dak hatsamach lerosh yichasim b'nei aroim. A meniach v'derach zeh lo yivarach al shorosh rak yivarach al shiyad lo niach. So the speak of the dina, the rashi was mekel. So if the alternative is nothing, to do it out of bracha, that makes sense. But it's not permissible to chatzilah. There's a choice to put it on your head direct. That's what it says. Fine. Why kova dak? Why kova dak? So the Mogan Avraham explains, al kova ova otol anicha, so vikri anocha ala rosh, mokom shetino rofe, because it's too far away, there's a very thick hat in between, it's too much of a separation, it's not considered being placed in the right part of the head. Now, what about the shel yad? What about the shel yad? What kind of a situation is shel yad? So the Mogan Avraham is over here. It's if Kotm Ches, the Meniach Shoyad v'derech zeh, lo yevarach al Shoyad, lo yesh omrim kot the Rosh, the Chatzitza Potzelus. So once again, we're not sure, apparently there's room to have for Machlok, it's both by Shoyad and by Shorosh. So the bottom line is it's both utter. But the Yad, if there's no choice, the choice is nothing, to do it. But do it without a bracha. That's what it says. Now, speaking of chatzitzes, it's important that you look either in two choices, either Machzis HaShekel, which is a parish on the Mogen Avraham, for those who happen to have it, or you can see the same thing in the famous quotation in the Mishnah Berurah. So everyone should open up a Mishnah Berurah, please. World famous Mishnah Berurah. If you were in high school, you must have heard this Mishnah Berurah at least once, if not more. I know when I was in high school talking about this Mishnah Berurah. So. Okay, everyone see it? Very important Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Cost of the Sefer Machzis Shekel. V'ra'a lai ha-maiseh. Shall also, Sikon Tetzvah, the Mishnah Berurah. Shall also my noshim and ha-megadlin bloro sehen. Uyuyuyuy. Remember they used to call when I was about my chup. They still call it that. Yeah, so the word is still being used. Do they have long hair on top of their head? Uyuyuyuy. V'vat yuterach shachat v'gavo. Look in your day, Yesh po Yisra ba'anokas tefillin. The cave in the Gedolim harbe leka lameima bu hainu revitayu. The chotzim, ayin, shom, pillei, floim. Unbelievable. He actually passed him that normally you would grow your hair an inch. This Meshuggah grows his hair 3 inches. You can't say it's a normal growth. So the chatzitza for tefillin is an incredible chumrah. I don't believe it. Lord of the Aruch HaShulchan for that matter. I didn't say such a thing. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, where did I draw the line? 1 inch, yes. It goes 0-0, like in Williamsburg. This is a Peladik Adonis. Can't be. There's another chumra over here. Uvalav chatzitza nami bishvil hani zara samarubim. Yevshal et samtein. Shiyum hudokin emunachal amakom akidin. That's already a story. Maybe because there's so much hair, you can't put it in the right place. So it depends how talented you are. A guy who's talented to put in the right place, even if he is, does have a lot of hair. Oh, so the Aruch HaShulchan is a Sif Yudal that's Megal. But, there's a big but, a major but. I was with Suvik with myself and somebody who came to me. Don't show me this morning, Aruch HaShulchan. I forget the Yashikaya. Mark, thank you. I was wondering this to myself. Some people have the hair which extends so far from the original root of the hair, it's moved from place to place. Some people, for example, have very little hair on their heads. Very little. And so they're trying to cover up some parts of the head that have no hair, so they have this hair going all the way across the head. So I was wondering, that should I hear to myself? Sure enough, the Aruch HaShulchan is Machmir. Aruch HaShulchan says that you have hair which comes from left field, you bring it to right field, it's a piece of center field. No good. You know, the Methodist is saying, runs away, hogs the fly ball, and all across the... That's a chatzitza. Well, let's say it's a volleyball tournament. If you're on the left of the net, you run to the right of the net, you go over the center guy, so you're a hog. So that's considered a chatzitza, and that's a tefillin. So I say, Aruch HaShulchan, the first, if you doubt it, I was wondering myself. Oh. Now, what does it mean? What does that mean? Up, down? Can't be. We already saw yesterday, Mokav Yesh Barosh, Laniach Shnei Tfilin. So even how much hair do you have? You could miss the side of a barn. I mean, you know, there's rough room for two Tfilin. Perhaps he means, Yesh Barosh, from side to side. Oh, I want to discuss that for a few minutes. How precise must the Tfilin be when they have to be over the midpoint of your head, called Bene Necha, the bridge of your nose. How precise must that be? How precise must it be? Take a look in Sifan Aruch and Sif Yud. There it says, Zorach l'chaven ha-kvitza sh'tei be'emta k'dei sh'tei k'neged Bein o'inayim. End quote. Has to be Kineged Beinoi 9. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kotel Lamed Vav, Lo Yata Osa Latzar Echad, Vesh Yitzkayim Vel Tufas Beinoi Necha, Vahari Me'achronim Kotel Zim Shina Vezel Okim Et Tzfilim, Vesel Lizor Vezek, Am Nochon Lizor Lech Atchila, Shlo Yiyu Atzfilim Gedolim Biyoser, So the Yerusha Kemat Yu Mudakan Al Rosh, Vigam Yu Benochan Al Makomon, Dim He Munochan Begova Rosh, Kedin, Eina Mudakim, etc., etc. So what is he saying over here to Mishnah Berurah? Be careful that the Mishnah should be properly centered. Properly centered. It seems to me like this. Look, Avada, even if it's very big tefillin, and actually very long hair, you can still get it that some of the tefillin should be above the bridge of your nose. I mean, it's still big. You're going to miss completely. So presumably the Mishnah Berurah means, back in Tetzvav, they should be more precise. The less hair you have, the more precise you can be in positioning the tefillin directly over the midpoint of your benen. That's how I understand this Mishnah Berurah. Now, to take a look in the Mishnah Berurah back in Simen Chof Hei, Sifkotan Men Hei. Remember, Mishnah Berurah, if you're new here, there's 10 Mishnah Berurahs long in the back. We'll pick one up. Simen Chof Hei, Sifkotan Men Hei. Nishmetu Mimakoman, and Mamashmashem, and Abdil Mimakoman, Sarah Lavarech. What do you mean, Nishmetu Mimakoman? Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei. Davka Kulan Aruban. Aber mit Zazon, after Tzarek Lachziran on the Koman, Ein Tzarek Lachzor Levarach. Who's the source? Taz and Simen Ches. That's a Chassidus. That's a Chassidus. Wow. So what's it all about? It seems to me as follows. We read it so yesterday, that as far as the Shel Yad has to be completely on his plate. Completely. Even if a little bit goes beyond, I was looking during davening today. I was measuring myself with my children on. Remember yesterday we had the 10-inch business? So Baruch Hashem, my children are in the right place. I put it on normally. I didn't do this regularly. And now I've had some time. But I was yashir, so I said, I'll take out the ruler. And I looked it up. And sure enough, it was about 2 inches approximately from the elbow line to the tefillin shel yad. And the tefillin shel yad itself took about 2 inches before the mabarta. And so therefore I have basically an inch to spare, as we spoke about yesterday. So that was okay, Baruch Hashem. But we did see, though, that he's very careful, that if even a little tiny bit of the kitura would go beneath the place where the muscle goes, beneath the kibbutz, it would be no good. We saw that yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean, nishbetu v'ktasan doesn't require a new bracha? Why does it require a new bracha? It's shalom v'mekomo. You're not yotzei l'mitzvah in that point. And similarly, with respect to the Shel Rosh, as far as up and down is concerned, so you have to be flourish in the Mishnah Berurah. Even if a little bit of the tefillin Shel Rosh goes beneath the hairline, it's no good. So what do you mean over here, Miksas and Ruben, what you talking about? There's only one answer. He's talking about the east-west, if you will, the right-left of the tefillin Shel Rosh. But as far as the right-left of the tefillin Shel Rosh, as long as the majority is in its right place, then it's okay. What do you mean the majority in the right place? I can have tefillin shel rosh. What is the right place? The name of a store in Brooklyn. So what's the right place for the tefillin to be in? Beinei Necha. So what does Beinei Necha mean? So just look at your friend and measure Beinei Necha. How big is Beinei Necha? I know my ruler back. I got my ruler. So it's Donnie, measure on Mark how much Beinei Necha is. Beinei Necha means take it across his eyes. Close your eyes. I don't get it. We had 1 eye inches enough. How much is between the end of one eye and the next one? 2 inches? When one eye completely ends, the other eye completely begins. This with no eye at all. 1.5 inches. How do you have the whole filling? Oh, it still won't fit. What do you mean you have the whole filling being an effort? It's impossible. I measured my filling at 2 inches. So automatically possible. Chum of the century. All filling are possible. Because they're not completely Ben and Echa. Because we're marked for that Dafka half inch, it's so much a little bit bigger. That would be quite a chumrah. So the answer is that Ben and Echa means it has to be sent in between. If a little bit sticks out, it goes a little beyond. If these big old Europeans fill, they go way out past the Ben and Echa. They're not possible, Chas v'Shalom. So what does it mean that the majority has to be in the right place? That's my understanding of the chart. If you take a direct line over the bridge of your nose, which is the midpoint, and you bump into the tefillin. You bump into the tefillin. So by definition, the majority of that Bena Necha area is covered by tefillin. A little mathematics, a little by definition. This is the midpoint of the hidden. So at least half is covered. To my mind, that's what's called Bena Necha. In my opinion, as long as you draw straight over the midpoint, you bump into your tefillin, even though it's a little to the right, it's off to the left. Doesn't matter. As long as it's within that range, it's kosher. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means in Siman Chaf Hei, Siman Chaf Mem Hei, as I understand it. As I understand it. Now, as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah makes a remez to a Prima Gadim. Who says it's enough to have even miktsas in them coma? That's an incredible cooler. It's an incredible cooler. I have trouble believing it, but the best thing to do is look in the mirror. Some chassidim say, "Oh, you have mirror, mirror." So the guy is such a firm guy, never brushes his teeth in the mirror, never looks in the mirror. I'm not going to make him a modern Orthodox Jew for the sake of tefillin. But if he's looking in the mirror when he brushes his teeth, so he should look in the mirror when he puts on his tefillin also, yeah? Yeah, that's a good point. If you take a look, for example, in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Lamed Bey, Sif Mem Aleph. Look there for a minute. Lamed Bey, Sif Mem Aleph. A very long simon. Orach Barochav Abatim, the Golban Ain Lo Shir. There's no Shir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ain Lo Shir. The Kol Galoyas at Tfilim Gedolim Ad Me'od, Shai Dezel Oyeh Be'efshar L'Chanichan Al Mokam Tzmichas Asaras, V'chein B'Shoyad, Shloyavu L'Anichan Ksas Al Chatsi Etzem Shal Samach Ha'Beis HaShechir V'Mokam Shein Abotah Tafuah. But what did he not say, the Bi'al Ocham? The problem is, if it's feeling too big, it's going to be no good in the up and down of the Tfilim Shorosh, no good in the up and down of the Tfilim Shiyah, but he didn't say it's no good in the right left of Tfilim Shorosh. So that's going to be good no matter how big the Tfilim are. Then they can't fit in the inch and a half between your eyes. Much higher. That's what I say. As long as you put your hand up straight in the middle, you hit tefillin. So by definition, the majority of that area is covered by tefillin, and you are yotzer. About it's better to get it directly in place. No question. Go back to our siman, siman chav zayin, Mishnah Berurah, sif katan tes zayin. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah. So it's interesting what happened is that the Ramot said, Daska v'tfilin, avu v'ritzuas, hein lahakbid. Don't be so careful about the ritzuas. The Achronim says to the Mishnah Berurah, that's the krichas around the arm. But that was a shaft of the kshira, whether it be on the arm or on the head, yesh lahakbid avu v'ritzuas, bein shayah, bein shayrosh. Because v'u tochachas megula, ala menichim atfilin al gabe peya nochas anikra faruka, tupay. So some guys who have no hair, they string the hair from right field to left field, they run into the Rabbi Shulchan's problem. Other guys put on a wig, they run into the Mishnah Berurah's problem. What do? Someone told me, I don't know how reliable this is. The people got a heter. They didn't want to wear a toupee, and they're trying to fool the world, but they also want to daven. They want to daven Barabim. So what do? You're stuck. So someone told me, I don't know if it's any truth to this, that they got a heter from a choshev erov, that they put on tefillin privately. When no one sees what's really on top of their head. They lock the door. Or draw the shade, like Marano's, or like people from Eretz Yisrael Chalamoy. They have to lock the door so no one should come in and barge him and pull him out and give him Malkus. Yeah. And then they put on the tefillin. Then that's their tefillin in the house. They keep kosher in the home. And then they put on their toupee, and they go to shul, and they put on the tefillin. They don't make a bracha. They made a bracha at home. And even though the ma'aser, during the whole davening, they're not really wearing tefillin shorosh, rachmona litzlan, But they say, look, not so bad, not so terrible. It's a Rajva. The Rajva of Salmeko, the Rajva, even the Mishnah Brura, in Sivkot M'chof, where the Rajva said, Le'Yavorach Al-Sharosh, Rakivorach Al-Shayat, if you have this kind of, some kind of Kova, Daka, or Son of Pesaro, see, you have in mind, we must be Sharosh. Anyway, that's how we post, because you have Le'Yavorach Al-Shneim Al-Achas, Noch only Zohar, Shalkol Ponim B'Shat Kriyashma U'Tzvila Yebelich HaTzikas. Only a Nochol Nizor. Only a Nochol Nizor. So I'm not so Nochol. I want the world to know I have no hair. So I'm not so Nochol. I'm not only about a Nochol Nizor. I heard it. I don't know how reliable the source is. But I'm just letting you know what I was told. Fine. Now, looking back on the Mishnah Brura, we talked about the Ritzuos. In the Yeshlo Makav, the second white line, Berosha, Rakam Makam Ritzuos, Munacham, Belova Makam Akhtita, Mutlo Lanirka Ritzuos, Agave Smartutin, Shalom Makav, or Agave Kova Dako Levar. You need to make a bracha. Afagad yesh chatzitza ben eretzuas, kevet b'mokam haktitza en chatzitza. V'chein b'shul yad, v'yesh lo maka afilu b'mokam hekef hakesher, sh'savav yado mutlo laniach hakekef hakesher gabet smartutin ulevaret. Okay? So if you have no choice, it's permissible if you make a bracha. Even on the eretzuas which are part of the kesher, not the ones on the forearm. Achvizei yizoyer, l'chassos m'lemala, v'yesh yitzkayim l'kolaos, what is this all about? The Mishnah Berurah read the Gemara. He saw the Gemara. The Gemara rejected it. No? The Gemara said, L'chol la'ol, f'lol la'chem la'ol, only means it's a b'mokom l'chol la'ol. And the upper arm as opposed to the lower arm or the hand. What's he talking about? A need to actually cover the tefillin shoyad? Where'd that come from? Now, I have to confess that Minig Yisrael, as they put this, they pull the sleeves over the tefillin shell yad. Yad is even a new style. They put up a cardboard box on the tefillin shell yad. That they shouldn't bang against the corners. I think that's the reason for that one. Because there's a hole. They put a hole in the middle of the cardboard. Right? Am I correct? But even when I grew up, it wasn't so fancy. So people would cover their tefillin shell yad with a sleeve. Why? Why? What's the kseder? There's no kseder. We'll have to come back a little bit later. Let's turn now to the Mishnah Brura. Just caught in your doubt. Yes, Michal.
Is it possible that back in Mother Bakhtiri,
you're welcome up to the Sunday for Tachin, the Rakhtiri, the Rakhtiri,
the Rakhtiri, the Rakhtiri, the Rakhtiri, the
Rakhtiri,
the Rakhtiri, the Rakhtiri, the Rakhtiri, the
Rakhtiri, the I'm going to count that. The good point, maybe. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Dalet. Afilu chatzitza kol dehu. Even the smallest chatzitza is no good. V'nochon lizorach v'chatzchila afilu v'kino chaya. Live life, Rachman al-Islam. Shelo yeh mafzik v'en tefillin lebosa. V'akol ponim v'kino meso. V'ofer yesh lizor. V'akeinish noag and lirchot mokam anafas tefillin. It washed the hand in order to arm, in order to make sure that there's no chatzitza. Now we know that even after the chatzitza, they can still be left with a kina chaya, especially in the sharosh. They have life checks here in camp. Never was somebody do a life check? Vada. So that means that they sometimes find. So how did I put on tefillin? It was a dead louse or a live louse or lice, Lashon Rabbim. I mean, yeah. So I looked in Hilchos Chatzitza in Yoredeya. What do you do? Serious child. I received this child this summer. Someone called me and said the following. I have lice in my hair. I have to go to the mikveh. a chatzitza problem. So they told me, this is a quote, for the Eretz Yisrael, it's not a problem. It's Nebuch, Derech Olam in Eretz Yisrael. But now in America, and I want to know, can I go to the mikveh here in America with lights in my hair? I got the shayla, I kid you not, I already forgot who asked me the shayla, but I know it was this summer, it was the last 4 weeks, I got the shayla. I was matir. Nathan Yerodea, Simon Kuf Tzadiches, Sifmem Ches. If you can't get it out, you do the best you can, but it's not considered a chatzitza. You're considered anal makbid, that's the pshat. Makbid, I want to get rid of it, I can't get rid of it. Now, committed for danger, see that life. Right, we know what that life in America, Hallelujah. We're all clear. The danger people have. You can't get rid of it. You keep going and going. There's always more. There's always more. So we assume it's not a chatzitza because you did the best you could. That's it. There's no more hakpot on it. So I saw they quote a fantastic, fantastic saver called the Zichron Elio. It's on my desk, I think. It was written by two big time minachim, one of my own personally, Rabbi Morgenstern, was Rabbi Yashiv's very able assistant, originally from America, I think from MIT, if I'm not mistaken. He wrote a beautiful sefer in Mizrach on Tefillin. And then he quotes the Karen Ora. A Karen Ora suggests, with respect to Big Day Kahuna, in Zvachim Yutes, that only Mir Damakbet is called, the same as Nuchas Tzvidas Nida, against the Arsameh, who's Mashmah, even Mir Sheena Makbet is Chatzitza in this regard. But Tefillin could be even more cow. Because why is it more clearing a shayla in Hilchos of the Mashiach by Big Day Kuhn? Talk about Tefillin. The Poskim say, I'm a Dayek, that Mir Chena Makbet is not a problem. Not a problem. But he does come out against some Batna Makbet, put a thin sheen on the Tefillin Shoyad to preserve the leather. And the Ravadja's Matarit, and the Shevet Alevi's Matarit, because it's not a chatzit, it's for the purpose of the tefillin. He'll keep the tefillin in place. So he writes there, Ein l'chadesh dover. He doesn't like it. So I don't know if my tefillin have it or don't. I don't know if your tefillin is very smooth in the bottom. But the longer Ravadja, the Shevet Alevi, he doesn't like it so much. He doesn't like it, doesn't bother me, but probably the Devil Yoshua doesn't like it so much. Because he's a very close Talmud. So I don't know. Just giving you, if you want to look up the page, Shin Ayin Zion and Ches, and that's very large and wonderful sefer, Zichron Elio. When you wash your hands or head, for that matter, so that you shouldn't be any chatzitza, make sure to dry them. Take a look on the Shari Tshuva. It's just cotton hay. There's a big concern over here. The Shari Tshuva says, Yesh Lichas, quote the Shalom, Yesh Lichas, Mokam Anachas Tfilin, it shouldn't ruin it. The water is a chatzitza. Wow. Leave that out for a minute. All over this topic is a whole discussion and by Kohen Gadol, Yuma. All pilpas, the water a chatzitza. But, forget about the water being a chatzitza, it can also ruin the tefillin, it should cover that tefillin. Yeah, I knew a sefer who said, the only guys who ruin the tefillin are either the chassidim, go to mikveh before the, every day before they put on the film, or the why you guys take a shower. The plain yeshiva said, I'm going to mikveh, I'll take a shower, no problem with the film shiva. End quote. So, you have to wipe it, that's all. It's got this powder. In an apex, a corn powder, madino. That's what it's in it, though. He's going to tell you, look at the pnei eye. I don't have a pnei eye. I don't know. There's no gas. The mice with powder on their heads, with powder on their heads. Whatever. If you want to know what's powder, you better get a pillow of a pnei arye. See what he says. Let's go on. Sivkot and Yudches, Mishnah Berurah. Come on. Sivkot and Yudches. What does it say in the Makaber? Tfilin Sharosh. In Yesho Maka B'yad B'mokam Anokas HaKfitza V'amaka Mitzpashetas B'chol HaKiboros. You have a wound, a bandage on the whole muscle. Mutlo Nechal HaRitziya. If lo tagi v'lav avi, v'lo yivarech, v'adash rov ha-poskim, v'chatzitza poselet, v'yivarech shtayim al shorosh, nu, by the side, same thing, it's instead of it's making the bracha on the shoyad, you make two on the shorosh, same thing, the bottom line, you just postpone it a little bit. Okay, let's go on a little bit further. Ach yilbosh al tfilin shoyad melamala begat acher, כדי לחצה אותו, וכסיב הוא והוא לכל העוס, ודעשינה לכל העוס, ולא לאחרים לעוס. Well, again, the same problem twice already we have. I thought that was not the Gemara meant. It must have been Ferish Fakir, it's only Moko. So here's the key line. Tadat Gal Ratiya. Avlaniach Tfilna Chaluko, Yesh Omem the Osir, Afilu B'yesh Lo Mako, Vafilu Im Yilbo Shalom Begarache. Who said so? Chav Dalit. Art of Zachayim, Chenash of Bechayot. I looked up the Art of Zachayim, very important, very interesting Art of Zachayim. It's from Sipkot Mechav Hei. This is what he said. He asked my kash. He asked the kash. What happened to them over here? The drush of the cholo below lachemlo is only to tell you where to put the tefillin. There's no din of that it has to be covered. There's no such din. That's the answer to the chayim kash. It's a very interesting answer. You really need the tefillin to be on your basar itself, on the skin itself. You know why? Listen carefully. Because there's the derech lios mechusa. The derech lios mechusa. But the reason why I ask you on your hand, how do you see from the cholos the chatzitza? No, what do you see it? Put a chatzitza, put on tefillin and cover it up. We saw before, what's wrong with that? He says, no, Rabbi, it's a beautiful shot in the house. He says the Rashba, but I don't have a Rashba. I can't prove or disprove. And the Rashba says what means this, that if you put the tefillin on your skin, that's the place that's normally covered. Normally, what's on your skin is covered by a shirt. You put your tefillin on top of a shirt, whatever's on top of your shirt is normally not covered. If I have, I don't know, some guys yesterday, last week they had, I gave blood, and they put it on their shirt. They didn't cover it up. It was on top of the shirt. You don't cover things on top of the shirt. Not normal to cover things which are on top of the shirt. So therefore, the chesaron is not that it's not visible. The chesaron is you put it on a place where it's normally... The chesaron is not that it is visible. The chesaron is you put it in a place where normally things are visible. That's no good. The reason why it has to be on your skin is because normally what's on your skin is covered by your shirt. But normally what's on your shirt is not covered at all. That's the problem. So now you understand the distinction between smartut and rags and a shirt. If you have a rag on your skin or a bandage on your skin, you would normally cover that with your shirt. If the tefillin is on the rag and under the shirt, it's considered the chaliyos. It's a place which is normally covered. That's a brilliant shot of the Malvin. That's brilliant. He claims the Rashi says so. And the Megillah, I don't have a Rashi. I can't find it. I can't find it. This is what the Ashi Chaim says. I did find in the Beis Yosef that he quotes the Bala Truma and the Ruchas Chaim, learned shot in the Shimusha Rabba that says you're supposed to cover the tefillin. And they meet the tefillin shel yad. The Mordechai that I asked to see in Yudbeis and Alf learned pshat the Shimush Rava as a reference to tefillin shel rosh, and therefore he rejects the Shimush Rava. But if it's going on tefillin shel yad, it could be a source which is lechatchilah. You should in fact cover your tefillin. That's only lechatchilah. We do it only lechatchilah. But the idea that tefillin shel that the cholos v'lola chelos can constitute a din chatzis even b'di'evit, which was to me completely beyond explanation, is I now understand based upon the Malbim. And again, the Malbim claims that the Rashi basically says, but I don't have the Rashi to either prove or disprove. Ad kan, the sugi of chatzitza. Any questions? Yes. A watch? In Eretz Yisrael, I've seen any of you leave the watch on and they put on the tefillin. And they go right over the watch. Vikir, then it had to go, we just saw. Right, the krichas, no problem. In America, everyone takes off the watch. They put it open on the right hand, or put it in their pocket. No, I only wear a watch during the winter. Who wear puts the tefillin on top of the watch? And that's true, I saw it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to chatzitza. He draws a strong distinction between the chatzitza of a smart and a reti on the one hand, and a shirt on the other hand. I said, I don't know what's the difference. He explains the difference. Martha and the Ritiya, you would normally cover up on top of it, but on top of a shirt, you would not normally cover on top of it. It's not considered a mukum of l'chol 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 l'chol. Wow. That's a very good question. Should there be a problem with chatchila? Look, there are possible things that is a problem. No question. Somebody says it, so therefore you don't want to do the chatchila. Yes.
Yeah. Thermal undershirt. Yeah. This can happen sometimes. You know, it's true. You got thermal, not thermal. Well, the person puts on a tefillin, and all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, my undershirt got stuck underneath it. That happened to you. Now what do you do? So usually, it got stuck by the ritzuit, around, in the back somewhere. We already saw you could even make a bracha. We just saw you had an undershirt, which was a Batman undershirt. You couldn't move it, Chas v'Shalom. So, and you still had to go over that on the ritzuit, so then you could be bound to make it even take a bracha. I don't think it's a real session. I saw some Batman sitters here on Sunday. Not the Lubavitch deal. The guy was his son. Was Batman sitters. Someone was buying Batman sitters. That's where I got that idea in my head. So there's a Batman undershirt, and he's stuck here. He can't move it. You know. So if it went over it in the back, you could even make a bracha in theory. But that's not going to be a problem. But if it got stuck in our other, you could be presumably be yotzei. But not a chatzil. Chatzil or machaf any chatzil. Okay. Any more questions on the sugya of chatzil? They're both that we are basically now finished. We're just about with the sugya of what I call hanochas tefillin. The sugya of making tefillin could take us a year if you wanted to learn a whole similar. But we're not going to discuss the overwhelming majority. We're going to leave out because it's not our inyan. We're not batei machaf. We're not suffering. And we don't know what goes on inside our children anyway. So, yeah, it's nice to be with, but we have to put our priorities on what we can do, what we can accomplish. I only put on the Ma'am HaKremis the part of Hilchus HaSiyah Tefillin which we can see and we can detect when we purchase them, or more importantly, when they become somehow the team's damage to us, we have to know what the din is. So let's turn our attention directly to these sugars. Lamed Hayam Beis is the main sugar about these inyanim. And we'll see at the very beginning, it's really still the issue of Hanukkah's tefillin, because they tie in together. The making of the tefillin and the wearing of the tefillin have a major common denominator, as you're going to see today at the end of the shiur. That's over here in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hayam Amud Beis. The Kama Shiurayu. What is the Shia of the Ritzuas? Omar Rami Bar Chama Omar Rish Lakish Ad Etzvat Zrodo. Rav Kana Machvi Kofuf Rav Ashi Machvi Poshut. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? What do we talk about? Tzil Shiyat, Tzil Sharosh. Everything is, to quote a famous sage, unclear. It's unclear. We don't know exactly what is happening here in this week. Don't know. So take a look in the Tosfos V'Kama and the Rosh Siman Yud Aleph. It comes out as follows. And according to the Aruch, we talk about Tzil and Shiyat. Now, if I read it correctly, I may be wrong, the Shiyat is as follows. If I have put on my tefillin shiyat, and I extend my arm, and I go straight, no kriach, I go straight from the bayis all the way down to the middle finger, some say to the end of the middle finger, that means poshut, and some say to the beginning of the finger, which means kofuf, which if I understand it correctly, may even mean kofuf over your palm of your hand. So it could be the difference between the two of them is the size of a sort of a finger and a half, because here you go out beyond the edge of the fingers, and here you go further in than the edge of the fingers. That's how I understood the Aruch, but I tell you the truth, I'm not sure if I'm correct. I don't know. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, gives a similar shiur, but he adds something. You need a shiur, sheyikro gimel pomin al etzvah v'yikshor. You have to tie it to spin it three times around your finger, and to tie it. I mean, to tie it? I guess to tuck it in. Tuck it in. Where does it come from? Where did Ram get it from? So the Kesef Mishnah explains, he got it from Al-Gemara. The next line? What does the next line say? The next line says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov kota lehu umatlis lehu. He tied it and he spun it around. He said it a little bit wrong. Should have been the other direction, l'chora. It's a little bit of a problem according to this source. If you take a look in the Mordechai on Yud Aleph Amid Bey, he says the Mefurish, long before the Ketzer Mishnah. Take a look, please. Yud Aleph Amid Bey, the Ramzal Kosa. Column 2. I lost it. Here we go. I don't see what I'm looking for right now. But this one I think I do have. I found it. Ram Kosov. Okay. Ram Kosov is El Shono. It's about three quarters of the way down the second column. Orech Ritzua Shayakov, Shayakov Azroa, Vyikshom Imena, Kakesher, Vitimsak Ritzua Achas Al Etzva and Tsoi, Vyikroch Imena Ara Etzva, Gimel Krichos, Vyikshom. The Yimaratsuas Aruchas also has Shirzek, Kashali. Minayla Shirzek, Akshatsara Kloma Shemaforish, Hoki Rabba Kotalu, Kloma Koshe Ritsua, Beetva Tsroda, Kizipirashti, Pitsarach Mat Yosef, the Kishakosha, Beikor Ama, Meniacha Ode, Poshut, Ravachabayak of Kotagam, Kementa Tsroda, Etva Tsroda, Umatlis, Pirish Goldel, Sovit, Etvo, Behindu Gimel, Pomin, but the word matlis can either mean the word godel, or it can mean from the lashon of plas, which means three. So this is the source for putting the tefillin three times around your finger. This is where it comes from. And this is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch Rabotai, in Tifchet. Tifchet. Orech haretzua shel yad kesh atakev es azroa v'yikshe v'imena hakeshe v'timtach al etzba azzoya z'dikoch v'imena al atzvos of shlosh akrichas v'yikshar. That's the Rambam. Then he throws in. V'noagim ha'olam z'dikoch al azroa shisha o shiva krichas. We do seven. The Mishnah Berurah. We do seven. Tzara minik. Hananagin and shiva. That's just gravy. It's not an ikar adin. If a person for some reason knows, I don't know, a crazy case, I don't know what happened with him, he could go express. Like in the subway. You know, they stop at 72nd Street, and at 81st Street. And it goes express all the way. It starts on top, it goes all the way to 125th. You can go from the top all the way down to the kriuchos, to the fingers. All just going around and around and around and around. That's not me because even the Gemara. Amazing. Tell that to some of, say, your reform rabbis. But it's not me because even the Gemara. That's what it says. Then Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch doesn't, it's a noag, not even a din, it's a minig. So this is something which is important to know in case it ever becomes relevant. Now the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. Let's look very carefully, what did you say over here? And tomorrow I want everybody to be on guard to see what you do exactly. There's so many different customs. Let's take a look out here, and then tomorrow I'll point it to without thinking, and then look, okay? If you start thinking too much, you won't get it right. What's the Katan Lamed? It says over there, Shlosha Krichas, Shnayim Beperek HaTachton, Ve'echad Beperek Ramsoy. Two in the lower joint and one in the middle joint. V'yeshamim, Tchila Aleph Beperek Ramsoy, V'chakach Beis Beperek Tachton. So they both seem to agree, two in Tachton, one in Ramsoy, they see the argument about what the order is. V'osen Krichas Yata Achar Anochat Shal Rosh, against the Rosh. They've made this after the Sharosh. Okay, fine. So tomorrow I take a look and see what you do exactly. I'm curious to see what everybody does. Okay. What about Tefillin Shel Rosh? What's the Shia Tefillin Shel Rosh? So it's the same toast that we saw before. How far must the Ritzua be open to the same toast again? Please, open to the toast. We're talking about the Shia Tefillin Shel Yad, but what is the Shia Tefillin Shel Rosh? Toast is like a dynamite bag. The Suma and the Gemara talk about Tefillin Shel Yad, it's Aruch said. Suma and the Gemara talk. So what's the shear of Tefillin Shel Rosh? Doesn't say. Nowhere in Shas. They call it the Aruch. The Aruch says, one ad tiburo, until your belly button. And they call it the Shemush Rabbah, until the Mila. Okay. And one ad aleg. Now you have two sheetahs. Everyone agrees that one is to the heart, and the other one has to go either to the belly button to the milah. The Rosh in Kitzur Hilchos Tefillin, if you have a chance, you can look at the back, in Kitzur Hilchos Tefillin, but at the very end of the Hilchos Tefillin, the Rosh was a Kitzur. It says Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the regular doctrine of Masechta Menachos. There's a third sheetah. The Rosh says as follows. Here we go. On the first column, the Orcha shall tzad yamin ara tibor, shall tzad small ara chozer. Chozer is the same as the lay. So he just, instead of having, giving you an option, which is right and which is left, that the right one must be longer. The Yesh Mefarshim, Shel Tzad Yamin Ara Mila, the Shel Tzad Small Ara Tibur. Wow, that's the most common of the Keshita. This is the Rosh, the Keshita. But then he adds, the Impiches Lo Posa. He has to give you the most common of the Keshita. He says, if you do it shorter than that, it doesn't possible. How much of it goes on everything, or just in the last Qumra? It doesn't possible. The Rambam says both right and left should be ara tibor or lemala mimenu ma'at. My guess is that this right-left has something to do with Zohar, with who knows, which I'm usually left out. He puts the same right and left a little above the tibor. Fine. According to Rashi, Rashi's a whole different pshat. According to Rashi, the pshat in the Gemara is talking about Tefillin Shel Rosh against the Aruch. So what is the shear? Are you measuring fingers about the shear? So Rashi says, no, I'll tell you how far they have to hang down the Ritzua Shel Rosh. This far, that's all. The most, I extend my thumb and my second finger, and if the Ritzua stick out that much, that's enough. And some say, only from here to here, from the second to the third. That's the machlokes of Kof and Posh, according to Shita Rashi. That's why, what will the Shita be according to Rashi, but Tefillin Shel Yad? We don't know. We don't know. There's no Gemara. The Gemara is either one or the other. It's Shad or Shel Rosh, not both. Not both. Once we're in the Rosh, we should see the width of the shear of the width of the Ritzuas. The width of the Ritzuas. Let's just go see quickly what the width of the Ritzuas is. The Rosh says that the Rochav, a Ritzuas, lo yepachos me'orech sa'ora, should be as wide as a barley. In Tosfos is barley grain. In Tosfos is less than that. Tosfos is between wheat, more than wheat, and less than barley. I'm not why I speak fader, less than barley. I don't know, but the Rosh says to be at least as wide as a grain of barley. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Beis is a special warning. Open up, please, the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Mem Beis. The Mechaber says, Rocha Ritzua Shuyad V'Sharosh Ka'orech Z'oro L'Fochot. Mishnah Berurah Mem Beis. Zorach Li Zorah B'Mokom Ma'od B'Mokom Kefal Ahiduk. To be careful at the place where you pull it tight on the shoyad. Every day, pull, it starts to get a little bit narrower. It's going to become less than a shear and it's going to parcel. He's very careful about that. The Mordechai and Yudbeis, the Menal, says it's not Ma'akeh. And even the Mechaber says over here, in Sif Yud Aleph, he says, in Ein Motzei Acheros Menichem Kamol Shehein, Ashi Yimtza Acheros Kashir. So there is some play. But the Mishnah Berurah goes into cutting them down at great length to know what's Ma'akeh for a Bracha. In Pichas Mishir, Orech Mishal Yad, and Yisrael Yael, in Yechbalo Bracha. And Ritzua Sharosh, he gives exactly what's Ma'akeh in the heaven. Doesn't tell you too much about the width. Maybe you rely on Tosafot enough to have a shochita. How big the Maisa is Zora? If I look from the Sfarim, it says, according to the Chazon Ish, it's 1.1 centimeters. That's the biggest imaginable one. I measured mine today during Shachar, they were 1.5 centimeters. Age of Chumras. I guess they're also giving you a little bit of a margin, so when you get tomorrow, I should measure it by the place where I pull, and then how much it's gone down to. So I have a slope of a margin of 0.4 centimeters to take care of this. How about the tefillin themselves? We already mentioned before, similar on the basis of Amalek, that there's no shear, but the Shemusha Rabba has a shear of 2 etzbo. Take a look, please, in the Mishnah Berurah and Sima Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Kuf Pei Test. We'll end with this. Kuf Pei Test. He says, Nochon Luch Locha Shadiri Agaonim Shetsovim Shalachatchila Lo Yasa Olsen Katana Me Etzba'ayim Al Etzba'ayim V'hainu Ima Titura But Etzba'ayim Al Etzba'ayim. And the Bialocha Orech says, whole discussion over here. Look in Erevin and the Sigh of Kitanis. So you should try to have, he says over there, Gemara says Rosh, Riyad, Ein Mokal, Rakhla, Niyach, Shnei Tzilin, Velo Shlosha. So don't wear very small tzilin, that three of them can fit there. That's Etzba, Becheti, and Etzba, Becheti. That's three, you're getting a little too small. You have to make, should be one small, one big, whole story. In any event, you should wear average tefillin, says the Mishnah Berurah, real loch. Lo pochos mishir et v'ayim al et v'ayim, lo yoser al dalet et v'os, v'haynu im atitura v'oma abarto, to b'zei yetzi ha-kopone medina yedei ha-kol. So it'd be more than 2 and less than 4. Now what is that in inches and in centimeters? What is that? What's up with the Zichron Elio? Right? So what is the shear of 4? Between 4 and 5 centimeters. Okay? So if you measure your tefillin tomorrow, you will see that on page Kuf Ayin Zion. You'll see how much your tefillin will have. Let's take a poll tomorrow. And we should measure the tefillin with the ruler. We'll have tomorrow we'll see how big the tefillin really are. Tomorrow we'll discuss the Noyeh and the Bar. Tomorrow in Laman Hamid's base. Yeah.